now and having a chance to worship you and say thanks. To remember that we can come to you and we wait on you. To remember that you're a faithful God. Open our hearts and our minds to your message through your word this morning for each of us as we live a life walking with you, even as we leave this building in a few minutes. We pray your blessing on all of this that happens this morning in this amazing room. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for having me, allowing me to come and share God's word with you. And thank you for the instruction on saluting. Now, I have to tell you, right, for those that are veterans, I know that for some of us, it's kind of awkward to stand, as we don't really like the spotlight on us. But it does a country good, and for all of us to pause and say thank you, to remember that this country and what God's doing among us, and even the fact that we can be here like this and have these kinds of conversations and pray and worship and serve, is a freedom that comes at a price. And so we want to say thanks. Thanks to God, and thanks for your service. So thanks for allowing us to ask you to stand and say thank you this morning. And thank you for letting me be here. You see, Pastor is in St. Louis, Missouri, if you haven't heard this yet, in that area, or if you didn't catch this, maybe if he shared this previously. A friend of his from seminary, when he was there studying to be a pastor, is getting married this weekend. And so friendship is a really precious gift. And so I'm thrilled that he could be there and support him and be a part of that, keeping that relationship strong. But also, it gives me an opportunity to be with all of you. You see, back in the early to mid-90s, when I was on staff at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Jackson, Michigan, I had a chance to come down here and pray with the then pastor of the newly formed Lutheran Church of the Lakes, with some of the members about what God was doing in this larger community. I think it was an insurance building. Is that right? Does that sound familiar? I don't know, but it was one room in a building with other businesses. And to stand here now and see you and see what God has done, not only with the building, but in your hearts, what he's doing in ministry and mission, that's amazing. Beyond my imagination, I have to be honest with you. You see, I believe God wants us to impact this world with his life and his love. And you're doing that right here at Lutheran Church of the Lakes. And so the fact that I could come and be a part of it is just a real treat. So the theme for this morning, the title, as you can see, More Than Conquerors, Here to Serve. More Than Conquerors. I had the privilege of being in the U.S. Army for a while, and I have to tell you, when we studied missions to accomplish them, you wanted to win the mission or accomplish the mission, whatever that may have been. And so when I think of conquering, I think, you know, the mission's done. And then you move on to the next mission, or you stay and you occupy for whatever reason, and those kinds of things. But this is where Paul kind of, he really wants to get our attention, but also explain that there's something so amazing about the winning, the accomplishing the mission that God does through his son Jesus, that it's more than just being a conqueror. And I believe he does this through this idea of service, and I think fitting for today as we celebrate Veterans Day. Now, I didn't share this at the beginning of the service, so I'm going to take a moment and say, right now it is approximately 11 o'clock. In 11 minutes, whether I'm going on or whatever we're doing, I'm going to ask that we just stop and we listen to the bells. One of your members is going to be outside ringing the bell, because at 11:11, it's exactly 100 years since the bells rang in 1918 for the armistice, the forerunner of Veterans Day, and a way to say thank you, Lord, for bringing a ceasefire, a pause in all of life, especially with the trials and the battles and the ugliness of life, to just pause. So if you'll indulge me this morning at 11:11, we're just going to pause and remember in silence the people who have served and how amazing it is that God would sustain our life in this nation through through those individuals and so much more. So be forewarned, folks. If I just stop, you'll know why. All right? Okay, great. I want to read one more text for you this morning because I think it's important to remember. Jesus called his disciples to him in chapter 20 of the book of Matthew, the gospel account. He says, "You know the rulers of the Gentiles, people who don't know God, they lord it over others," right? When they conquer, they have dominion, they want to make everybody know who they are. This was Jesus' words about the Pharisees in the other gospel lesson we read this morning. He said, "Their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man," he's speaking about himself, "came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." You see, the way we are more than conquerors is in serving. And this is what Jesus did. More than just winning, he was a servant. So much more. I went to some exotic places in the Army. Some of you may have heard of Fort Benning, Georgia. It wasn't that exotic, folks. It wasn't, no. Or Fort Benjamin Harrison was another. I went to a half a dozen or so. Only stateside. I'm thankful for that in that sense. But it doesn't even exist anymore as a post in Indiana. And they had some great golf courses there, though. I never played them, but I saw them. Yeah. But one of the things that I saw were those individuals who stood out because they were willing to serve beyond what they had to do. Take time that I would learn how to disassemble my weapon and put it back together. No, come on and try it again. You see, I grew up in a house of people that were in the military. My father's retired military. My brother is retired military. I have a nephew who's serving in the Air Force. Our son served in the 82nd Airborne for 4 years, now finishing college. I could go on. Multiple members. My sister-in-law, retired Navy. I saw this, and it shaped me. I mean, I'm wearing a different uniform today in that sense. Because you see, it's about service more than, well, more than getting the glory and the honor for them. More than having the spotlight or getting our desires or needs met. No, it's about giving and serving. Just yesterday morning, I was listening as I was driving around town about listening to National Public Radio, NPR. They just had a brief article on interviewing a veteran. And this gentleman, a retired Air Force member, he started a new nonprofit. And so I don't know if you're on, if you tweet much on Twitter at all, but if you ever want to look up even online, the hashtag Service Doesn't Stop. You'll see what he's doing. You see, he believes getting veterans together to serve our communities, just like we got together when we were in the armed services, coming from a variety of faith backgrounds or other economic or political or racial backgrounds, we came together to serve. And he said, "Why does it have to stop?" I like that attitude. I believe that's God's attitude too. And so he believes, this veteran believes, that by serving, we can heal, maybe, some of the divisions in our nation right now. I think he's got a good heart. I think God echoes that. When I volunteered at the VA hospital last year, I was able to see veterans, some that could barely walk or move, willing to help others. I see it at my American Legion post. I think about through history, right? Like some of our great politicians. I don't know what you think about their politics, but it doesn't end when they end by taking off the uniform. I think about like the late Senator John McCain. Or look at the presidents, George Washington, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Roosevelt, Bush. I could go on, right? Service is from inside. It's so much more than just winning and conquering. It's something that extends beyond and it's personal. So I believe this is the heart of what Paul's talking about in Romans. That when we have trials, boy, in the service, some of our servicemen and women have had lots of trials, trauma even. or even in the civilian life, or what you walked in here today with. I don't know what kind of trials or struggles you may be facing even right now as you hear me speak. But I want you to hear God's word when Paul says, nothing you go through can separate you from the love of God. Jesus' service means that nothing can separate you. No matter how deep those wounds might be, nothing can separate you. Jesus served to the ultimate level of devotion. Maybe you've heard this expression before, all gave, but some gave all, or something like that. Well, Jesus not only was a great martyr and a great guy that died for a great cause, of which there have been thousands through the centuries that need to be honored, but Jesus is so much more. Willing to take the weight of our brokenness and our selfishness when we need to win. Willing to take our sin and our distance from the Father upon Himself. And to conquer and defeat in a battle that's eternal and bigger than what we can imagine until we see His face one day in heaven. To defeat death and the devil and sin and give us life. So much more. That's His service. And it wasn't for His desires or what He could get out of it. You heard the gospel lesson. This widow, He wants to point out to all of us, she gave everything. You see, I'm not sure how many times your pastor speaks about money, but God speaks about everything, so I'll say it here. I'm the guy that can leave, okay? All right? Okay. So I'll say it here. Jesus wants us to get this. It's not about the mites or the penny or the great wealth. Folks, hear me. It's not. God has cattle on 1,000 hills. He has all the wealth He needs. What He wants is your heart. He wants it all. He wants you. That's what the widow was showing. And Jesus is saying, do you see that? That's the kind of service that I bring into the world, Jesus Christ. Okay, no tomatoes thrown. That's good. All right, we'll keep moving. Got a few moments left here. You see, His service, Jesus' service, was to the ultimate. I believe it gives us two things, and we see that in Matthew chapter 20. What is that more? I believe it's about service. He saves. That's the first, and the second is to transform. He saves a ransom, paying the price so that we could be forgiven and free, really free. I'm not talking about doing whatever I want to do, go anywhere I want to go. That's a great gift. That can come and go in nations, in time, in history. And it has for U.S. citizens. No, no, no. What I'm talking about is real freedom. Freedom to forgive. Freedom to have these kind of conversations and worship. Freedom to pray. Freedom to serve. Because you see, folks, we are the freest people in the world to serve. What do we have to gain? Jesus has done it all. What do we have to lose? We have eternity with Him. We're free to serve, free to love. We don't have to hate others. We don't have to win over somebody else. We don't have to. Jesus already did that work. You see, that kind of love transforms. It also heals. And so if there are any of you here today, especially any of our veterans, that have battled or wrestled with PTSD or a piece of it known as moral injury, and the guilt of living some things and some experiences, I want you to know that in Jesus Christ, there is healing and hope. He transforms lives to be lives of service, not to lord it over others, but to give. Remember what He says? Not so with you. You are to be a servant. You know, at Concordia University, last week, I saw service. This idea of service is the mission of Concordia University. So not only is More Than Conquerors the theme verse for this year that students last year chose, but Concordia University in our mission is about serving Christ in the church and the world. That's where it's going all the time. That's our work, Christ first. And so I'll pick up that story in just a moment. It's about that time, folks. We're going to hear the bell and pause and remember the last 100 years and even beyond. Thank you. Last Saturday, I saw staff, faculty, and students welcoming veterans to our last home football game at Concordia University. They gave them water and food and hats, actually. And the hat says, "Salute to Service." I like that phrase. We saw a salute here this morning. In the military, a head covering has special meaning, that we're under authority. It's just like that in God's Word, too. We're under authority. You see, it's all about giving ourselves, serving, caring. Recently, I had a student sitting in the hallway of one of the buildings at Concordia by themselves, and they were just kind of sitting there staring, and I wondered if something was wrong. So I stopped and I said, "Can I help with anything?" And they said, "No, they're just waiting for their friend." And then I realized their friend was actually in the counseling office. I don't know what they were talking about. That's not my story, not my job. But I have to tell you, service comes in many forms. And we have an opportunity each day to serve, even in little ways. In fact, the holidays are coming. And we have opportunities with family or friends, or if you're feeling alone, to join others here at the congregation of Lutheran Church of the Lakes and others to serve, to connect. And sometimes serving those closest to us, especially those that we may have had some friction with sometimes, really requires a lot of courage. You're not alone. Jesus is in every bit of that. His Spirit is alive when you serve. So I invite you to join us. Join us at Concordia as we join you here at Lutheran Church of the Lakes. Join in praying that we all would be servants following in Jesus' footsteps, that we would display Him as we serve others, that others can see there's something more we're living for instead of just winning or instead of about our needs. I invite you, come and visit Concordia. Come and hang out for a little bit and see what God is doing. Let it recharge your batteries and encourage you at the drama, the music, the sport events, whatever it is. And send students. Just come for a visit. Whatever Concordia might mean in their future or not, they'll get a glimpse of what God is doing. And He can shape and mold that journey through that experience. Or in addition to your tithing here, consider caring for the larger church. Send $10 a year, $100. Listen, the point is, God wants all of us to be caring for one another. When I see students baptized at Concordia University that never knew Jesus Christ and His love, that inspires me. Service matters. Jesus matters. Places like Lutheran Church of the Lakes and Concordia University, where we can grow throughout our lifetime to be servants, not just head knowledge, but our heart, and our hands, and our feet, and our mouth. It matters. So, I want to challenge you this morning, as we close, to wake up every day and remind yourself that you're a servant. So I want you to join me, okay? Martin Luther said it's always good every morning when you wake up to make the sign of the cross. Remember, you're a new creation, and that God is with you. You've been baptized into His life, death, and resurrection. So, make the sign of the cross each morning. Then, to say, "I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus. I'm here to serve." So will you practice it with me? All right, sit up straight, folks, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to practice it here just for a moment. At Concordia University, Monday through Friday at 10:30, we stop everything on campus, and for 20 minutes, we worship. And it's always participatory. So you get a glimpse of that today, folks. I promise this will be fairly painless. Okay, make the sign of the cross with me, and then repeat after me. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus. I am here to serve. Amen.